Woodchester Park lies in the beautiful valleys of Gloucestershire, near to Stroud. It was owned by the Huntley family until 1631, when the land was purchased by Sir Robert Ducie. At this time, Woodchester Park was known as Spring Park, due to the natural springs in the area. Sometime in the 1740s, the Ducie family built a manor house, which was host to Frederick, Prince of Wales, in 1750, and King George III in 1788. In 1845, Henry George Francis Reynolds McCretton, the second Earl of Ducie, sold the house and land to William Lee, a wealthy merchant from Liverpool. Lee was a devout Catholic who gave land in South Woodchester to a community of Roman Catholic passionate fathers for a monastery and a church. He had the house demolished and started a new build on the original foundations. Local legend says that a ghost that was so terrifying scared the builders away and they never returned. But in reality, in 1873, William Lee was running out of money and couldn't afford to pay the builders anymore. That same year, he died. The mansion remains unfinished to this day and has been a popular destination for ghost hunters since the 1970s. During an investigation by the well-known and respected Ghost Club, the General Secretary, Robert Snow, reported an unusual experience in an upstairs corridor. We all heard a strange sound coming towards us. I can only describe it as sounding like a combination of a heavy wooden box being drawn across a rough floor, a jet aircraft and an express train. As it approached, it grew louder until it was absolutely deafening by the time it reached us. I was leaning against a wall, which was vibrating, and so was the floor. I shone my torch, but could see nothing to account for the noise. A thorough investigation had revealed no intruders. During a vigil, strange writing that was glowing had also appeared on a wall in a ground floor room. Many other ghosts have been seen in the mansion and its grounds. A ghostly monk has been seen wandering around one of the park lakes. He is believed to have drowned after skating on thin ice one winter after misjudging its thickness. A phantom coffin is said to float above one of the lakes. Other sightings include two Roman centurions, one of them being headless, a dwarf dressed in rags, and a black dog that roams the grounds.